The standard advice: start with $5 to $10 per day on a single platform, test audiences, learn before you scale is real and useful. But that framing assumes you're starting from zero information. You don't have to. Your competitors have already run the experiments. Their winning ads are sitting in an intelligence database right now, sortable by engagement, filterable by country, searchable by the exact keywords you're targeting. That's the gap most sellers never close. They treat their $5 to $10 daily test budget as a discovery budget, finding what works from scratch when it could be a confirmation budget, verifying what competitor data already suggests. Why test and see is the expensive path. Testing blind has a compounding cost. You burn budget on creative directions that someone else already proved wrong 6 months ago. You don't know which call to action framing converts in your niche. You can't tell whether your competitors are running video or carousel ads, whether they're targeting newsfeed or sidebar placements, or whether their angles are benefit-driven or urgency-driven. None of that is secret information. It's all observable if you know where to look. The smarter sequence: do the intelligence work first, then test with a tighter hypothesis. Your daily budget goes toward confirming a direction, not finding one. The four-step research workflow: before you open Ads Manager. Power Ads Spy indexes over 500 million ads across 10 networks: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Reddit, Quora, Native, and Display. The platform claims more than 500,000 new ads added daily. That scale matters because recency matters. An ad that's been running for 3 months in your niche isn't a coincidence. It's a signal that it's converting. Here's the workflow to run before writing a single line of copy or briefing a designer. Step 1, search by competitor domain, not just keyword. Start with the advertisers you already know are in your space. In Power Ad Spy, you can search by advertiser or competitor domain directly, not just by keyword. This pulls every tracked ad from that brand across networks. You're not fishing, you're going straight to the source. For broader context on how to research Facebook ads of your competitors, Facebook's native info and ads tool is accessible from the bottom of any competitor's page menu. It shows active ads filtered by location and date, useful, but limited. It shows you what's running. It doesn't show you what's working. Engagement data closes that gap, and that's where an intelligence platform earns its place in the stack. Step 2, sort by engagement signals. Once you've surfaced a competitor's ad library, sort by likes, shares, and comments. This sounds obvious. Most people still don't do it. They look at the newest ads, not the best performing ones. Newest ads tell you what a brand is currently testing. Most engaged ads tell you what already survived the test. Power Ad Spy sorting options by date, shares, likes, and comments let you do both. Run the engagement sort first. Take note of the format: image, video, carousel, collection, the CTA language, the visual style. Then sort by date to see whether that format is still being used or has been rotated out. Step 3, apply geo and demographic filters. If you're selling into specific markets, this step changes everything. Power Ad Spy's geo-targeted competitor data covers 149 plus countries. Filter competitor ads by demography and location. A supplement brand running ads in the US may be running completely different creative in the UK, different angles, different price anchors, different social proof formats. For Shopify sellers running international stores or considering expansion, this is how you validate that a proven format travels. Don't assume it does. Check. Step 4, filter by ad position and CTA, then bookmark. Two underused filters: ad position, newsfeed versus sidebar, and call to action sorting. These aren't cosmetic distinctions. Newsfeed ads and sidebar ads serve different functions in a funnel and often perform differently by product category. Knowing which placement your top competitors are investing in tells you where they've found efficiency. The CTA filter surfaces ads by their action instruction shop now, learn more, get offer, and so on. For Shopify product ads, CTA language is one of the highest impact variables, and one of the easiest to borrow directionally, not copy, from what's already proven in your space. As you build this picture, use the bookmark feature to save the strongest ads into a working swipe file. You can maintain that externally to Google Sheets, Airtable, Evernote, or Excel all work, but keeping the initial collection inside the platform keeps the data attached to its source. The Shopify-specific filter most sellers miss. Power Ad Spy includes a filter to find engaging ads run specifically by Shopify store owners. This isn't a minor convenience. It means you can slice the ad universe to competitors who share your exact infrastructure, same checkout experience, same store structure, often similar product positioning challenges. The creative strategies that work for a Shopify store aren't always the same ones that work for a DTC brand on a custom stack. Use this filter early. It concentrates the research signal considerably. What to do with what you find? You're not copying ads. You're extracting testable hypotheses. After running this research, you should be able to answer. Which format is dominant in my niche: video, carousel, or static image? What hook structure are top performers using in the first 3 seconds or first line of copy? Which CTA instruction appears most frequently on the highest engagement ads? Are competitors leaning on newsfeed placements or spreading across positions? What geo concentrations are they targeting, and does my target market match? Those 5 questions, answered from real competitor data, make your daily test budget dramatically more directional. You're no longer asking, does video work? You're asking, does this specific video angle work for this audience in this market? That's a much cheaper question to answer. The Google Ads layer. If you're running or considering Google for Shopify, the same intelligence first principle applies. The standard shopping plus brand search approach is worth pairing with competitor keyword research before activating anything more aggressive. The recommendation to avoid target ROAS until you're past 30 to 50 conversions per month is sound. Below that threshold, the algorithm starves itself trying to optimize against insufficient data. Competitor ad intelligence helps you enter with tighter targeting from day one, which means you accumulate clean data faster. Power Ad Spy covers Google PPC and display network ads. You can run the same 4-step research workflow there as on Facebook, searching by competitor domain and filtering by engagement. For a deeper look at that channel, this guide to Google Ads for Shopify covers the setup side in detail. The mistake that wastes the research: running the intelligence workflow and then ignoring it when it conflicts with your intuition. This happens more than it should. A media buyer finds that every top competitor in their niche is running simple static image ads with direct benefit copy, and then briefs a video because it feels more premium. The research exists to displace that instinct, not decorate it. The ads in a competitor's library that have been running for months didn't survive by accident. Something in their structure is working. Your job is to understand what that something is, not to replicate the execution, but to test the underlying principle with your own creative. That's what makes the intelligence first approach cheaper in aggregate. You enter the testing phase with fewer directions to rule out. Competitor ad data doesn't make creative decisions for you, but it eliminates a lot of expensive wrong ones before you ever open Ads Manager. Start your free Power Ad Spy trial and run the 4-step research workflow on your top 3 competitors before your next campaign brief. The hypotheses you surface will be sharper than anything you generate starting from scratch.